cool sweat. You're listening to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. My name is Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live only on radio.dominican.edu and Ustream. It live via the power of the telephone. It's a very special guest who I actually wasn't sure was going to be confirmed for tonight, but he is here. It's Rafael Lopez, also known as DJ Alpha. He performed twice at Coachella 2011.
All the three graduating members of Dominican's men's basketball team. Right next to me, Xander McNally, Mark Lewis, and Xavier Muldrow.
Irina Morozova was named the PacWest Women's Tennis Player of the Week. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm.
The Stand Your Ground law takes the castle doctrine to wherever you are, and essentially you are a castle wherever you go on the street, which means you have no duty to retreat.
I want to alert everybody that I have no personal training involving using clippers.
Neither did Sweeney Todd, but we'll see how that works out.
Is that what we're going for tonight?
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a, I can't do it, we'll do it live, we'll do it live, do it live, I can, I'll write it, and we'll do it live, f***ing thing sucks.
Live from the Penguin Radio Studios on the campus of Dominican University of California, it's Do It Live with me, Avery Jaffe.
That's me, Avery Jaffe, coming to you live from Angelico Concert Hall, radio.dominican.edu are the call letters, all 12 of them or however long it is. I was just thinking earlier today, you know, a lot of people at Dominican identify their school as DU. And I know it's common for you to abbreviate your school name, but, you know, like University of Washington, UW or UW, UCLA, obviously UCLA, because those are long names. And it's interesting for me that Dominican students abbreviate Dominican University of California down to DU. Because usually with a school name that has two letters to it, or has two words to it, you don't have to abbreviate it usually. But they still do, and I figure it's because Dominican has a lot of letters in it. And if you have ever used a student email before, and you have a particularly long name, like my friend Alejandro Lopez Ramirez, or Alex Lopez, he has to type in alejandro.lopez-ramirez@students.dominican.edu. So that being said, Dominican has a long name, and I am now totally sidetracked from my original point. You're listening to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. My name is Avery Jaffe, and you are doing it live Thursdays at 8, only on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live worldwide from the world headquarters of Penguin Radio in historic Angelico Concert Hall. As I say in my promo, Do It Live gives you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican, from campus events to Penguin sports and even Edge Hill parties. We have a busy, busy, busy show tonight. I'm totally kidding. I have absolutely nothing planned. And one of my plans that has just happened spontaneously is now in studio. Gerard Cabarsi, who is a figure, a person of note to be dealt with, a force to be reckoned with at Dominican, it will be joining me in studio later this evening. Gerard is famous, notorious, pick your adjective. He's running for president of the Associated Students of Dominican University of California, also known as DU or DU of C. We're probably going to talk about the, you like how I'm switching from we are going to, or we're probably going to, we're a conditional form. We might talk about this. You're going to be talking about the student government elections tonight. In addition to always getting our live calls, please call into the station 415-482-3587, as well as the shout outs. But our top story tonight is finals at Dominican. Finals have set in. Everybody's getting busy. And it's just terrible. Last night, I was blissfully unaware of the fact that I was to have three finals tomorrow. At that time, it was tomorrow, but currently it's today. I had three finals today, and that's not all. They started at 8 a.m., exactly 12 hours ago. Let me tell you something, listener. I have been up since 5 a.m. This is like bedtime for me. So if I pass out in the middle of tonight's broadcast, please excuse me. Please excuse me, because I just can't help myself. First, let's take care of some business before we get into anything else. There are many ways to connect with Do It Live. As always, you can listen live on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu/Avery. No, not slash Avery. I'm just teasing. Normally, we stream live video on Ustream, but not feeling it tonight. I still need a haircut, so that's not going to happen until I end up getting one. I'm also kind of stuffed up right now. I apologize for that. And the show's official blog, which I never update, is accessible at doitlive.blogspot.com. And we have, 111 likes? I'm still asking for people to get up to 120 so that my friends can do the Cinnamon Challenge. Gerard Kabarzi, Dustin Usri, and Matthew Choma, one third of them are in studio tonight. And you get to guess which if you weren't listening to the show earlier. Anyway, quick shout out to Jonathan Friedman, who apparently has nothing better to do than listen to my show, which is what I say to every listener. I was blissfully, he's saying you were blissfully unaware of your finals. Nice work. Well, Jonathan Friedman, you can check his stuff out at jonathanfriedman.com. He's a tech blogger out of West LA. He's going to be at the NYU Gallatin School of Individualized Study. It's a division of the New York University. Purple, got a great motto, and it's not YOLO. So that's the ways to take care of business as far as Facebook is concerned. We'll be right back after a quick break. Radio.dominican.edu. Do it live, Avery Jaffe. You're doing it live. I'm Avery Jaffe.
Thought it was over. Boy, DJ Too Mellow with the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy DJ Too Mellow plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
DJ Too Mellow, home of the 9 o'clock lounge, 9 p.m. on Fridays. Radio.dominican.edu. Joined live in studio now by Gerard Cabarsi, the homeboy, who kind of just like messaged me as I was about to go on air. And he said, hey, can I come in the booth? Said, yeah, absolutely. So we're now here live with Gerard. Gerard, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm taking a break from studying, and I also have to use the bathroom, but it's fine. I'm good.
Now, Gerard is a junior, not nursing, but psychology major.
Psych major, yeah.
At Dominican. Oh, gosh, I can't hear myself right now. Gerard's a junior psych major at DU, and if you haven't seen him, he's been wearing a suit for the past, say, week and a half.
Yeah.
Nonstop. Yeah. He's changed his underwear, which is good.
Yeah.
And he's changed the minds of many. Gerard is a candidate. There are five candidates running for student body president on the Associated Students of Dominican University. Gerard, why are you running for president?
Oh, God. Why am I running? Because I feel like over the course of my almost 3 years at Dominican, I've become the embodiment of the student body. That's not to say like, oh, I'm everything. It's more so like, you know, I've been the student and I've been the club leader. I've been the athlete. If dodgeball is a sport, which it is.
What about hacky sack?
I don't, you know, if in a team setting, yes, but by yourself, it's not a sport.
Solitaire is a sport. Just kidding.
No. Is it?
No, it's not.
Like I feel like I've just had all these Dominican experiences that everyone should have at least, or should have, or should be expecting at Dominican. And I want to show that to the people and I want to represent them.
Good. Yay.
Yeah.
Now, you used to be a nursing major.
Yeah.
Why did you switch from nursing? Because nursing is a big major at Dominican.
Yeah. And for the big major, you need like a big commitment. And I went into nursing thinking, you know, it wouldn't, not to say it wouldn't be that difficult, but I thought I could handle it. And it's not to say that I wasn't able to handle it. It's just, it wasn't what I wanted. It ended up, I got to clinicals and it ended up me just going in and doing my procedures. And I'm really all about connecting with people and making connections and talking to them. And when I'm not able to do that, I become like disconnected and just passion wasn't there. And since high school, I've been studying psychology on my own, just doing, you know, personal reading. And
kind of like a hobby.
Yeah, as a hobby. And then I figured, you know, I think I have a knack at doing this. And I looked at counseling as a career and I got really interested in that. So, you know, I took a leap of faith and I decided to study psychology for my undergrad.
And now transitioning back to the election, you'd like for Dominican students to take a leap of faith with you. Give me your reflections on the student forum, the candidate forum, rather, that happened last night. Was it last night? All the days are blending together.
Tuesday night.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
Right.
God.
So the candidate forum was held in Guzman Lecture Hall. It was because we had such a big crowd. It was the first time a candidate forum, at least in recent memory, has been held outside of Fangio Student Union, which was great to see a good turnout, probably between 40 and 50 people. There and, you know, five candidates for president, three candidates for vice president, three candidates for director of programming. Great turnout for some positions, sparse turnout for some other positions,
yeah.
Like senior class rep, no candidates. And as far as class or community representatives are concerned, four open spots, three people declared. Guess who's going to win? In any case, Gerard, what were your thoughts on that forum?
Jake Lang.
Jake Lang wants a shout out, and he just got one.
Yeah, that was by text request. As for the forum, I actually made it in near the end of the vice presidential, not debate, but, you know, discussion, because I was actually late for, I wasn't late, but I was preoccupied with a different event. Jazz band was playing, and it was also my final. And
speaking of finals.
I know, right? And so I couldn't, I wish I was there for the entire thing, but I couldn't.
Okay, what did you think of the presidential debate? Because that's what most applies to you.
Well, I think we have a very diverse group of candidates, which is great. We all share some things, but each of us are pretty different in terms of where we stand on certain subjects. I mean, the parts that we agree on are the parts that almost everyone can agree on. But, you know, some people are choosing to approach different situations in different ways, which I think is really great because it adds variety. And it really makes voting more like, you know, I'm picking the best one rather than I'm picking the easiest one to pick for. You know?
Yeah, it turns it into a situation. Well, look, with student government elections, there's always going to, and even with elections in general,
of course,
there's always going to be the popularity contest mm-hmm. element to it. So what you're saying is, to make sure that I'm understanding your point, what you're saying is that because everybody wants to achieve the same ends, but they just have a different means of getting to there, and that differentiates them and prevents, you know, like a personality competition.
Yeah. Well, when I say the same end, it's basically everyone wants for ASDU to keep kicking ass and kick more ass.
Say that word.
But kick.
But
keep kicking butt and kicking more butt and. You know, basically just they want ASDU to, you know, keep growing. But we all want that. I feel like we all want to get there in different ways. I can't speak for, you know, the other four candidates, but that's how I feel.
If you'd like to call in and ask Gerard a question, go ahead and do that. 415-482-3587. That number again is 415-482-3587. You know, the phone number may just not be working, and I have no idea about that, but it should be working. I mean, call in if you'd like, or text me if it's not working. Otherwise, let's just talk about finals for a second outside of the election.
Oh, God, yeah.
So I already revealed that I was unaware of my three finals that were today, and that one of them began at 8 a.m. So needless to say, it's been a pretty long day for me.
I could imagine.
Yes. How are finals going for you? How many do you have?
Oh, well, I'm lucky. Two of my classes are jazz band and a cappella, and those are performance finals, so lucky for me, I'm a performer. No, but in seriousness, finals weren't bad for those classes. I do have a 7-page paper left that, you know, I can usually just punch out over the course of a couple days, and I did have some. Yeah, most of my finals were papers actually, so I'm not. It wasn't too rough.
I am a big fan of that. I do prefer to have papers rather than exams.
Yeah.
But then again, that leaves it to the question of keeping it last minute and always thinking that you'll be able to get something done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is definitely an issue.
Okay, we have a question from an anonymous,
of course,
listener. What are some of Gerard's goals that he'd want to accomplish as president? I'd love some specifics.
Okay, my goals. I would really like. I mean, yeah, everyone says ASDU needs to be more transparent. I do want ASDU to be more open to the public. But also at the same time, I want students to be able to approach ASDU for anything. Now, I'm sure, you know, everyone on ASDU has, you know, other lives. They're also students.
And I don't.
Of course. Okay. Well, they've also got their own, like, things going on. But I want students to be able to feel comfortable talking to ASDU members about, you know, just issues they're having at school or their classmates. Not on the basis of counseling, but if they need something like, you know, like, how can I get here and there in San Rafael or stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point because it is hard to, if you don't know what's out there, you're never going to get anywhere. And I know that sounds totally vague and it can be applied to any situation, but look, I mean, Marin County sees BART, which is Bay Area Rapid Transit, which is essentially the light rail system for the Bay Area, which goes from, you know, SF, Oakland, South Bay, everywhere. The only place it doesn't go in the Bay Area is Marin County, which is where Dominican North is, North Bay, because the people of Marin back a couple years or a couple decades ago, rather, and still today, see Bart as this like Viking pillaging ship that's coming to rape, murder, and burn the county of Marin.
I can't say ass, but you can say rape.
Yes, you can. It's okay. The nuns aren't listening.
All right.
In any case, apparently the Knicks won tonight, beating the Heat by a number of points. Just some breaking news right there. However, I think that that's a good point to make. we have a contributor from, or we have a comment from Irina Morozova, who's on the women's tennis team, who says, "Build Bart in Marin."
I'll see what I can do.
Yes. So, Gerard, your number one goal is to build Bay Area Rapid Transit in Marin.
All right.
Have a rail system under Golden Gate or under the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
Question. I mean, I know about socialization with presidential candidates. That's a big part of the campaign, right? And it should be a good part of student government. What about... I know that, like, say candidates, Eleno Nunez, for example, has been focusing all on policy, all about opening up student government, getting us to save the Cal Grants. And I totally agree with his position. But at a school like Dominican, where we're like opposite of Berkeley, there's very little student support for that, in all honesty. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that you should try and do it. But we have to be realistic. On the other hand, you have Joe Barahona, who is all activities. And while I do believe that ASDU has tremendous resources to put on some great activities, and we have, because we have a very nice budget. I should, full disclosure, mention I'm the freshman class representative on student government. There also needs to be some balance to the component not just opening up student government, but putting on some good events. So what types of events or programming would you put into Dominican's student life?
Well, I mean, like you said, it does take a balance of activity and policy. I think a great way to strike a balance is to create events that teach about policy, like the Cal Grants thing. When Eleno mentioned that, I myself did not have any information or prior knowledge of it. So I think events informing people of that would be a great idea, because I'm sure there are students who are interested in that.
But what about just specific activities?
Activities.
But I mean, not even talking about policy, right? Because that's boring. Honestly, nobody wants to listen to me talking about policy or Cal Grants or multiple swipes of Calorie.
Would
you keep some of the events that ASDU's done, like having...
Of course, like dances, like that. That was a great idea. I know we had an E40 concert back, I think it was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, last year.
God, I'm old.
2009, 2010.
That was a great idea. It didn't pan out as well as I feel like we had hoped, but with more student response about like who we want to get here and stuff, I think concerts would be a great idea. I'm constantly working with the humanities department on getting more art stuff going. Like Soul Candy is great, and stuff like that needs to be advertised more. I think we do a wonderful job with sports, and I believe, you know, our crowd, the Icebox is it's thriving right now, and I want to see that same support for all aspects of outgoing like Dominican activities, such as the fall and spring dance shows for the BFA dancers.
Absolutely,
they need more. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, the turnout, and I've been hearing this from all the dancers that I'm friends with, namely your girlfriend, Rachel. Rachel F.
Throw it out there.
That's not even that, because it is an issue that bears informing about.
Yeah.
All of the dancers, they see the turnout. I mean, I know that they're focusing on their routine, and I know that, but they still can't help but look out in the crowd, and turnout has not been that great.
Yeah.
Also, possibly because it was turnout, the spring dance show was scheduled at the same time as an athletic game.
Oh, was it?
For the lacrosse game, and then a previous one was scheduled during Relay for Life. So
yeah,
there's always that conflict.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I want to work on. If I get the position, I want to work on better scheduling so we don't have to worry about that. But like one more thing, it's not really the dance shows, but also all other parts. I want all club leaders to be confident that that their time that they set for their event is their time, and they don't have to worry about competing with other students, so that they can, get something out of their efforts. It sucks to throw like an event for your club. Like I ran Perceptions, and
it's okay.
Only the people who were planning it were going, and that really sucks. And mm-hmm. I want no other club to have to worry about that.
Yeah, and that's a fairly universal problem about Dominican. I mean, probably for my last show, or maybe if I run out of ideas for this show, I'll be talking about what I think is the fundamental issue with life at Dominican, and it has to do with residence life. Because if for all intents and purposes, this Dominican University of California is a commuter school, and we don't respond to that problem whatsoever. So those are my thoughts. You've just heard Gerard Cabarsi's thoughts. He's a junior psych major at Dominican running for president. And I honestly believe, he may have started out being possibly a farcical or a joke candidate. But as the campaign has gone forth and as he was at the candidate forum, his legitimacy has gone through the roof of expectations, which is to say it was a pretty low roof. But seriously, as he's laughing in the background, but seriously, I think Gerard is actually turned into a contender, and we're very happy to have him on the program tonight. If any of the other presidential candidates would like to call in, make their voice heard, or if you'd like to call in and make your voice heard, call in at 415-482-3587. That number again, 415-482-3587. Gerard, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, no worries.
It's his first time doing it live, but maybe not his last. 415-482-3587.
Cinnamon Challenge.
Cinnamon Challenge. You're listening to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe on radio.dominican.edu, the official home of the San Rafael Pacifics baseball team in Marin County, which does not have Bart. And Irina Morozova would like it to. In addition, we are the official home of Commencement 2012 on the internets. Keynote speaker Ronan Farrow, and you don't want to miss him. He's like this boy genius, the son of Woody Allen, Mia Farrow, and the San Rafael Pacifics mascot. No, only the first two. Tune in May 12th at 8:30 a.m. You won't hear me because I'm going to be out in a parking lot directing traffic to old biddies, all right? Radio.dominican.edu. Keep it locked. Do it live.
Yeah.
back live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I may not have had my mic muted during that break. Oh, well, I don't think I did really say much of anything apart from send off Gerard with honor. Penguin Radio, do it live. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you're doing it live. Thursdays at 8, radio.dominican.edu. This is my second to last show, and nobody's calling in. 415-482-3587. It's okay. We're going to talk now about the 2011-2012 student athletes honored at the Penguin Athletics Awards ceremony that was held this past weekend. And we're just going to go through the list of sports, and I'll throw in my commentary here and there. For men's soccer, the most outstanding player, David Mendez. Coaches Award, Sam Vela, and newcomer of the year, Corey Vanderpool. That whole season for Dominican men's soccer was dominated by newcomers and freshmen, really entirely. Sometimes they would have probably like 80% freshmen playing in the entire game, including Eric Anderson, who is a goalie, star goalie, and in my ethics class, took the ethics final with me today. For women's soccer, most outstanding player, Shayna Elkins, a senior. Coach's award goes to Katie Brown, also a senior. And the newcomer of the year, Megan Hansen, whose nickname is Big Red, and lives in Awkward Hall of Penafort. Very nice person from Rockland, California. And Katie Brown went to, I think, the Academy of Our Lady of Peace in San Diego. And the only reason I know that is because my friend Victoria, whose last name will remain anonymous, also went to that school, although those two have not ever met before. So that is that. For women's volleyball, the most outstanding player was Jessica Jones, who was also awarded by the Pacific West Conference to either their first team all-conference or their second team. Coach's award went to Kelsey Lardner, the setter, and newcomer of the year went to the outstanding Katie Batchelder, who is the libero and defensive specialist for Dominican, wearing the special white jersey when they wear black, or the black jersey when they wear white. Instant playmaker, impact, all the adjectives you can think of. For men's cross country, if you even knew we had that as a sport, I didn't. Most outstanding player, Kevin So. Can you really play cross country? I think it's more of a participant thing. He's also the head or part head of the Dominican Mountain Biking Club, which is actually making some big strides. So congrats to him. Coach's award goes to Josh Tiegler, who's apparently married and has a kid, and he's a senior at Dominican. I'll bet he's not actually my age. And newcomer of the year goes to Adam Scott, the man with the hairiest arms and hands on campus. And I say that as no disrespect to him. Everybody tells him, he accepts it. He is a fast MF-er. I can't say that word. So, Adam Scott, congratulations. For women's cross country, most outstanding player. Again, you can't play cross country. Kiara Teeter, who's a senior. Coach's award goes to Kendra Woodglass. And newcomer of the year, Allie Rosemond, who I believe used to play soccer for Dominican. And time for women's basketball. Most outstanding player, Kimi Nakamura. And I say it like that because that's how our public address announcer for basketball, Mark, who is a security guard at Dominican, says. Coach's award undoubtedly goes to Tamano Fakatuki, also known as Taki Takoi. And the newcomer of the year, my dear friend, Sarah Nelson. Taki has like a ton of awards coming. So if I don't talk about her right now, it's not because I hate her. It's because I'm going to be gushing over her with all the other awards. For men's basketball, the most outstanding player award goes to Xander McNally, who ended his season as the NCAA Division II national leader in steals, beating out Jamico Werner of Adams State College, number one in the nation in steals. Coach's award went to Mark Lewis, the former ASDU president as of last year, and team captain for this year. Newcomer of the year, Jamal Clark, a transfer from San Bernardino, California, number 42, 6'7". Really, you know, was solid during the first half of the season. And I don't mean that as, you know, disrespect to him. He was solid. He was very good. But, you know, when it came to the Hawaii road trip, as they started going into the second half of the season, he was on fire. He exploded, named to the PacWest honor roll, player of the week, probably all of this business. And we'll be getting to women's tennis eventually, because one of my friends is messaging me on Twitter, and she may or may not be on the women's tennis team. So we'll get to that. Men's golf, most outstanding player, Kevin Santos. All I know about him is that he's the best player for Dominican, and he has a girlfriend. Coach's award goes to Sean Kawaguchi, who is apparently a legend in his own time. And newcomer of the year goes to the only new member of Dominican golf, my friend Tom Morris. Tom Morris. Women's golf, most outstanding player, Carrie Young, the best friend of Taki Takoi. Coach's award goes to Noelle Matthew, a sophomore. And newcomer of the year goes to a freshman, Kimberly Harris, who is one of three history majors at Dominican University of California. Guess who's another one of those three? Me! Men's lacrosse. This was a kind of a... It was interesting. It was interesting choices by head coach Ned Webster. Most outstanding player goes to Austin Franks, who last year was the newcomer of the year for Dominican lacrosse. He's a defender out of Vashon Island, Washington. In my speech and debate class, a beard enthusiast, and he and I look actually pretty similar when I have short hair. Partly the reason why we don't have Ustream tonight is because I have a Jufro going on. Coach's award goes to Reed Upson, one of the most consistent Dominican lacrosse players there's ever been. And I say that because he started off as a freshman and only, I believe, a year or two before he'd learned to start playing lacrosse. And now here he is playing for Dominican in the NCAA Division II, scoring goals left and right. He was actually my student ambassador when I was applying to Dominican. So he called up my phone, kind of annoying. No, I'm just totally kidding. But I got to meet him. I didn't get to meet him through the phone. I did, sure. Good guy, to my understanding. I've never actually spoken with him. And newcomer of the year, you know, despite there being the Washington trio of Jake Fritz, Jake Bernstein, and Kevin Powers and Jake Fritz, both out of Issaquah, Washington, as I call it, the intruders of Issaquah. Those three, who, although they had a lot of goals scored between them, newcomer of the year went to Brian Rocca, number zero, defender and midfielder out of Orinda, California. And now we have a call. So we're going to take a quick one. Penguin Radio, who's this?
Hi, this is Jonathan Friedman.
Jonathan Friedman, out of West LA. How are you?
I am great. How about you?
I'm good. Good. What's up? How are you? When do you leave for New York University?
I will be leaving at the end of August.
There you go. So what's new with you, Jonathan Friedman? How do I know you, even though I already kind of referenced you earlier on in the program?
What's new? Well, when you brought up your Jufro a few moments ago, I thought I had to just call in.
That is very true.
And share in the plight. we know each other from our days in the junior state of America.
Yes, and we've had callers from JSA call in before. Addison Yang, former director of debate under the Saunders administration, called in a couple weeks ago. He's at UCLA. He'll be a sophomore. Gosh, I'm going to be a sophomore. It's crazy. And you're going to be a freshman.
Yes. Yes, I am. So this is your second to last show.
This is my second to last show, and here's the problem about the Jufro specifically. When you go to college, I don't know, I don't trust many people with my hair because it's so easy to maintain because it's a Jufro, but there's so many ways to screw it up because I went to a haircutting place in San Rafael and got it. Somebody gave me a fade, and I'm not black, and I don't want to get a fade in my hair because I look like an idiot. Not to say the people who have fades look like idiots, just that, you know, white, scrawny guys like me...
We just can't pull it off.
I would like to pull it off, like take it off my hair, but I can't, you know, rep it. It does not work whatsoever. So yeah, your hair tends to grow like a chia pet. Shout out to Dominican Lacrosse's number 24, Dylan Acevedo, who has gone through probably like seven different hairstyles, eventually beginning as a chia pet because he wouldn't get a haircut, and then shaving it all off. So that's kind of the extreme. I don't think I would recommend that for you, Mr. Friedman. Give yourself a little plug. What's the big news with Jay Friedman, John Freed? Just rep yourself.
Well, I am at John Friedman on Twitter.
Okay.
That's the biggest news I got for you. But as you said,
he's on the Twitter machine.
Going to NYU in the fall. Very excited. Tonight, the big news, getting ready to watch Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Community, which I got TiVo'd.
You are a big TV guy.
I'm a big TV guy. That's my specialty.
What is your favorite show? Or is that a stupid question because there's so many?
That's a challenging question.
I'm going to say Smash.
Oh, God. That's no. Smash is fine.
Okay.
I think I would say my favorite show has got to be The West Wing.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
That's just in its own league for me.
President Marcy, the 1 year president of Dominican, and I say 1 year because this is her first year, referenced The West Wing in a meeting that I was with her last week, and she referenced The West Wing. Charlie talking about having a body man essentially as president. As president, having that person with you, because we're on a committee to hire a new assistant, and you know that's reason number like 70 why I love our college as president.
Well, when you mention the West Wing, I think with a West Wing fan, you automatically go up like 25 respect points.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming. However, Jonathan Friedman, thank you so much for calling in. Enjoy having full access to Facebook now that you're not afraid that colleges are going to look at it.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your show. It was my pleasure to be here.
Absolutely, and my pleasure to have you. Jonathan Friedman, a student, or soon-to-be student, at the NYU Gallatin School of Individualized Study and Long Names Everything. Somebody just tweeted me, said, "Wait, I'm so confused. Please explain to me, why is this your second-to-last show?" It's my second-to-last show because I do have to go home this summer, and I won't be able to do a radio broadcast from my home without me looking like a total idiot and like putting it up as a podcast, and I really don't want to do that. Also, I might be moving to Ohio to work on the Obama campaign, so on and so forth. Thank you to Jonathan Friedman for calling in. And just a quick shout out from Kaylee Tang. He says, "Work shout out to the dancers and the scheduling difficulties. I think that's a great point to put out there because it's definitely a problem for all clubs at events. But I am coming back, unrelated to that, I am coming back from Ohio with the Obama campaign to Dominican. Don't worry. Do It Live will return. I'm moving there for the summer just to work on the campaign. Then I'm coming back. I may, however, get hired by them through the fall, so we'll see about that. Nothing's guaranteed right now, but Penguin for life, for sure. I'm just going to move on to our last two sports before we had our Jufro moment between myself and Jonathan Friedman. Women's softball, the most outstanding player was Kaylee Klingberg, number 12, outfielder, infielder, really probably the most versatile player that Dominican has on their roster. She is out of, I think, Washington, and is a BFD power hitter, great fielder. And when Kayla Rodriguez got taken out of the lineup because she separated her shoulder, and Kayla was either leadoff or in the second hole, Klingberg got moved up to first and basically produced the same amount of pop playing for two people instead of just playing for herself. Coach's award goes to Kelly Hislop, who is the senior. First base and second base, she had to shift to second base. She's normally first baseman when, again, Kayla got injured. Kayla, shout out to her, even though she's not listening because she has a social life. She is like the Ricky Henderson of Dominican softball, as I call it. Really, really nice person to begin with. Doesn't refer to herself in the third person, which is good. But a very exciting player to watch. Great fielder, great hitter. Takes a running start in the batter's box, which, you know, that's always the fun thing to watch. And newcomer of the year goes to my friend Leslie Mesa, numero tres, bateo ahora. Leslie Mesa, she plays Suavemente as her batting music, which is kind of the most legit thing ever. I think that's the same touchdown music that Victor Cruz of the New York Giants plays. And shout out to all the freshmen, Kelly Borges, Samantha Talavera, and I'm probably forgetting one, which is really embarrassing if I am. And now we're going to go to women's tennis because one of my listeners, you know, is from the women's tennis team and has been waiting for the shout out for forever. So coach's award goes to Jamie Fernandez, who is a senior in a liberal studies major. I've had class with like half of these people. Graduating, just presented her thesis. Congrats to her. She's kind of the most awesome person ever. Newcomer of the year and a surprise pick goes to Gabby Vespirin, who is a transfer from Gonzaga University, Division I, played D1 tennis in Washington State. And turned out that she was allergic to Washington State, so she came on down to Northern California, even though I believe that's where she's from originally, and has really flourished here, and is the doubles partner of the person I'm about to mention. Except I'm going to go to break. I'm totally kidding. Irina Morozova was named the most outstanding player. She's a sophomore out of the Ukraine, although she does live in California. Wait. Irina, are you from Sacramento or is Gabby from Sacramento? I think my tweets are slow. In any case, Irina is one of the dirtiest tennis players you'll ever meet. I'm totally kidding. No. Irina's the best. If you'll know her because she is on Do It Live's official introduction. And by the way, Gabby Vespirin is from Sacramento. She's on the official intro of Do It Live. She was in studio along with Jessica Curlett and JoBeth Marie Pasquale. Always have to say those three names, also known as JB on the team. And Irina's out of San Francisco, lives in the city because she's too cool for San Rafael. So congrats to Irina, my Twitter friend. You can follow her on Twitter at Irish937, even though I know it's not Irish. It just, that's what it spells. IRISH937 on Twitter. And, you know, you get to see her at Reply Me when I'm doing a radio show. So what could be better than that? You know, I'm not really talking about anything right now. So we're going to take a quick break as we go into the final 10 minutes of the program. My name is Avery Jaffe. You're doing it live. This is Do It Live. And with Avery Jaffe, radio.dominican.edu, second to last show. I will be back.
He plays my sense of smell. Always have a replay. Never tilts at all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid. Shall play the mean pinball. He can't beat me now. I've always been the champ. I know every trick. No freak's gonna beat my hand.
That was a cover of The Who's Pinball Wizard by Elton John. I've actually never heard that before. I've been instructed to put on some Bay Area music, but I'm too lazy to do that. So you get Elton John because it's my second to last show for the season. And yeah, I got my feet up in the studio. Okay, not really. But that's about it. Just because I forgot to mention her, Ariana Paradis. I'm probably mispronouncing her last name, but she's not listening. In any case, she is the only member of the women's tennis team that I forgot to mention, because I mentioned JB, I mentioned Jay Curlett, I mentioned Irina Morozova, Gabby Vespiren, and Jamie Fernandez. That's five out of the six. And so as it turns out, because there's only six people on the team, when you say five out of six, you're always leaving out one. So Ariana Paradis, she is feeling under the weather lately and is pissed off about it, as well as she should be. You got to kick illness's butt, because I can't say the A word. I saw her the other day. I gave her some popcorn as part of Midday Madness, as ASDU celebrated the beginning of finals week here at Dominican, starting on today, actually, and going until, say, next Wednesday, or this upcoming Wednesday, I guess you could say that. In addition, a quick shout out to, Irina keeps tweeting me. It's kind of hilarious. This is really unprofessional. I shouldn't be interacting with my listeners. If you'd like to interact with me, call in at 415-482-3587. That number again is 415-482-3587. Quick shout out again once more to Tucky Takoy, one of the nicest people you will ever meet in the history of knowing people, just in general, along with my personal friend Karina Jugla and Juliana Joss. These three, they don't know each other, except for those last two, are the nicest people in the history of the world, just in general. So Taki is a bio major from New Zealand. She played for Rotorua. I can say that better. Rotorua High School for Girls in New Zealand. And she injured her ACL in January 2011. But she is a magnificent individual. Wants to play for the Olympic team. Came to the U.S. to come to Dominican to play basketball for us. She's going to be going back to New Zealand in a couple of months to start grad school and begin training as a physical therapist. But because grad school begins in January, she has like this in January in New Zealand, and they do have the same months, but not the same seasons as us. She has this downtime, but she was just named the female senior athlete of the year, along with Kelly Hislop. Mark Lewis was the male senior student athlete of the year, and Tucky and Kelly shared it as well. In addition, Tucky was awarded the Veritas Cup, which is awarded by the Alumni Relations Board, and just the alumni in general, to the student who fits along with the characteristics of what the Veritas Cup requires, even though this kind of changes. It's a person who essentially represents Dominican, has put in the work to help out the community, and Veritas is the Latin for truth, and the truth is Taki's the best. We're going to move to some shout-outs right now. If you'd like a shout-out, comment on my personal Facebook profile status. If you're not friends with me, then you don't deserve a shout-out. You're listening to Do It Live with Avery Jaffe. I'm Avery Jaffe, radio.dominican.edu. No Ustream tonight. We're just here doing audio only, which is probably better for me because nobody wants to talk about how long my hair is. 415-482-3587 if you'd like to talk about my hair. Anybody? No. Okay, so the first shout-out goes to Andrew Leontis, who says, me, YOLO. I'm going to save my YOLO rant for next season because I'm sure that YOLO will be as irrelevant as Kony 2012 by that time. Ooh, too soon? I'm sorry. But the point is, Andrew Leontis wanted the shout-out. He got the shout-out. And after going, 0-6 on UC acceptances, and I'm not saying that to spite him because he did put that on his own personal page, he was just accepted off the waitlist to the University of San Diego, along with my friend Chastity Doremus. They're both JSA people. If you don't know what JSA is, then shame on you. But they both got in off the wait list from USD. Great school. You're going to have the time of your life. And to think, he was going to go to New Orleans instead of San Diego. Speaking of New Orleans, French speakers and Cajuns there, my friend Erica Lynn says, No, that's not her actual name. That's her Facebook name. Erica Gilbert says, bonjour, because her last name is Erica Gilbert. Spencer Pritchard says, how was the show? The show's still going. And I just gave you a shout out. Let me just type that. Show is still going. Just gave you a shout out. And you should call in if you're listening. 415-482-3587. Jahila Canton, who's also running for ASTU president, vice president of student government right now, says, hey, Avery. Jake Lang says, Jake Lang. And finally, Helene Mayer says, and me. If you'd like a shout out, or if you'd just like to screw me up and throw me off of my regularly scheduled radio routine, call the number 415-482-3587. We got 4 minutes of show left. Meanwhile, we're going to take a quick break, come back for like 1 minute or something like that. Radio.dominican.edu. Do it live. Back now live, radio.dominican.edu. Do it live with Avery Jaffe. My name is Avery Jaffe, and you're doing it live. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, off of the, I believe, the Dreams album. Great band. Great album. Gonna keep that playing in the background. As a reminder, Penguin Radio is the official home of the San Rafael Pacifics. Kicking off action in June of this year, San Rafael Pacifics' first professional baseball team in Marin County in 60 years. It's a big deal. We can take one final call, 415-482-3587. If you'd like to call in, be my guest. We've had, what, one call tonight? That's really sad. I shouldn't say that. But we've had plenty of shout-outs online, and I understand. Actually, people calling in is very rare in radio. You wouldn't think so, but the amount of people who actually want to have their name out there to call in, it takes some guts, so... To the one person who called in, Jonathan Friedman, you have guts, sir. Coming up on 8:59 p.m., we might have Beacon coming up in 1 minute, something like that. Thursday night mission with him. And as we go into graduation, just a quick shout out to the seniors. I've been very privileged to get to know a couple of seniors here at Dominican. And with graduation impending, and I choose the verb impending, Commencement 2012, broadcasted May 12th at 8:30 a.m. Please tune into that, even if you don't go to Dominican, even if you want to have it just like as idle noise in the background. It's going to be interesting because I've never actually been to a college graduation before, I'm pretty sure. The only high school graduation I've been to was mine and one other friend's. So it's going to be interesting because, you know, you'll never see... It's possible that you'll never see some of these seniors again, but we'll have one more show of Do It Live coming up next week, next Thursday from 8 to 9. You know, it's finals week. We're light on content. I have no script. I especially don't have a script tonight. I never have a script, but tonight, you know, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. So just to wrap up, you can do it live anytime on our blog at doitlive.blogspot.com. This episode will be podcasted and saved for all of eternity, accessible at radio.dominican.edu. We've recorded our live video stream. Just kidding. We didn't have a live video stream. As always, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/doitlive. That's the show for this week. Tell your friends, tell your family. I'm Avery Jaffe, and you just did it live. I'll see you right back here next week for our final episode. Do it live Thursdays at 8 only on Penguin Radio. Keep it locked for Thursday Night Mission with Beacon. Thanks, everybody.
Happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties, start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree?